is the Chatham County School Sports Report on ESPN Savannah Hilton, WSEG. Sponsored by Chatham Parkway Subaru. Subaru, confidence in motion. Now here's your host, Carl DeMasi.
And good evening, sports fans, and welcome to the Chatham County Public Schools Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head. And it's presented to you by Chatham Parkway Subaru, because they're changing the way you feel about buying a car. It's Monday night. It's November 5th. I'm in the Savannah Mall, the ESPN studio in Savannah Mall, and it's Christmas time. All the Christmas decorations up. Santa across right from me. We got the big reindeer in a tree a couple of feet away. You got to get into the festive spirit. But you know what? You got to get into talking everything about Chatham County Public School Sports, and that's what this show is all about every Monday night. I'm the coach, Carl DeMasi, your host. And great lineup, like I say, every week. We'll open it up talking about the local updates, the news, what's happening in the Chatham County Sports Arena. Then we'll get into our guest. The first guest, roughly about 6:40, would be the head football coach from H.V. Jenkins High School, Jason Cameron. Great game the other night against Benedictine, 7-6 going into the fourth quarter. But the horses pulled away. That's right, Benedictine, like I've been saying all along, you got to beat the best to be the best. And Jenkins gave them a run for their money, but Benedictine wins the region. And then we'll talk in the last part of the show, roughly about 6:50, with the head football coach also going to the playoffs. That's right. Jenkins has solidified a playoff spot. They finished in third. Windsor Forest with a great win last Thursday night over Islands High School, 38-24. Great game. I was there, 24-24 in the fourth quarter. They pulled away. So the Windsor Forest Knights are in the playoffs. We'll talk to the head coach, Greg Busby. We'll get the outlook of what their seasons were like, what it looks like going into the playoffs, and we'll go from there. And, you know, let's go to the final regular football scoreboard. Last Thursday night, Windsor Forest beats Islands 38-24. Great game. Back and forth dogfight. I mean, I'm just telling you, it was just unbelievable. Eric Phoenix stepping up for the Knights, and Damazio Harris, and, of course, Kalen DeLoach. You know, I've been doing this for a long time. I'm not blowing my bubble here, but I've been part of high school football for almost 36 years now. You could tell the kids that are at the next level, and I'm telling you right now, Eric Phoenix, Damazio Harris, and, of course, Kalen DeLoach at the next level. And hopefully, I wish them the best of luck. Damazio Harris, we still got another year, but Phoenix and DeLoach will be going on to the next level somewhere. And going to love to watch them playing on a Saturday. Now, Friday night, okay, we'll go to the 5A schools. New Hampstead was taking on Statesboro. This was for the third and fourth place seeds in Region 2 5A. New Hampstead lost 35-21. Great game. Close ball game going into the fourth quarter. Statesboro, the Blue Devils, find their offense this past weekend. Last weekend, well, the week before that, they won 12-7. They had like 365 yards and rushing. They couldn't get into the end zone. Well, they found the end zone against the Phoenix, so the Phoenix will be on the road for the playoffs. Southeast Bullock all over Johnson, 44-6. They solidified the second place spot due to the fact that they beat Jenkins 9-8, and Jenkins played their heart out. They had 2 weeks to get ready for Benedictine. They did a good job. They were prepared, 7-6 going into that fourth quarter. Just not enough horses and not enough firepower in the backfield or on the offensive side, which we'll talk to Jason about. But I'm telling you right now, the kids play with a lot of heart. And if they play like that, they might go 3, 4, 5 games into the playoffs or deep. And they might go 3 or 4 or 5 games deep. You never know who you're playing. You never know what draw you get. And on Saturday, the Beach High Bulldogs end their season in region play with a 4-4 record. They just take care of Savannah High and homecoming 49-14. All right, cross country, got to give a shout out to the cross country teams. Savannah Arts Academy, Islands, New Hampstead, Woodville, Tompkins, whoever made it, great showing by our teams. But these two runners were exceptional for Savannah Arts Academy. Only ninth grader, Brogan Steele, finished 38th out of 205 runners. He ran the course in 18 minutes and 9 seconds, and that was for 38th. And on the girls' side, Skyla Davis, who's a junior at the Arts Academy, she finished 44th out of 200. She ran it at 23:11. So great showing by the Savannah Arts Academy cross-country runners. Way to go. Let's go to the middle school news. That's right. It's Championship Wednesday. That's right. Wednesday night at Daffin Park. Well, Wednesday afternoon at Daffin Park at 4:30. West Chatham takes on Oglethorpe for the middle school public school championship. So get out there early, 4:30, Daffin Park, Morris Field. You got to get out there and watch these future star players here in Savannah, Georgia. That's right. And there's no cost to get in. That's Daffin Park, Morris Field, right next to Grayson Stadium, 4:30 start. West Chatham's undefeated, taking on the Oglethorpe Trojans at 4:30. Well, we're going to get into a little playoff football. We're going to talk to the two coaches that are going to the playoffs. They're taking the Chatham County Public Schools seal into the Class 3A high school playoffs. And that's, of course, we're going to talk next to Jason Cameron from H.V. Jenkins High School. And then later on, we'll talk to Greg Busby. You're listening to the Chatham County Public School Sports Report, presented by Chatham Parkway Subaru, and it's all right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah and Hilton Head. We'll be right back after this.
Back to the Chatham County School Sports Report on ESPN Radio.
And today's show is brought to you by Chatham Parkway Subaru, because they're changing the way you feel about buying a car. And got to thank them for sponsoring the show. Gives us a chance to talk about everything that's involved in Savannah Chatham County Public School Sports Arena. And what a great way to do this, all on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head, every Monday night. Well, you know, it was a heartbreaker. Region championship game. Region champions defending class Georgia High School Region 3A. And then you got the defending champs that moved up from Region 2A. What a great game. If you weren't there, 7-6 going to the fourth quarter. And I'm just telling you right now, Jenkins had them on the ropes, and it just got to the fourth quarter, and Benedictine found a way to pull it away. So, I mean, just a great job. So, you got to be proud of what they did. The kids did an excellent job. I know the guy waiting on the line didn't, he had 2 weeks to prepare for him. And being an old ball coach, watching that game, they knew everything that Benedictine was going to do. He's joining us now on the ESPN Radio, Savannah Smiles Mobile Hotline, the head football coach from H.V. Jenkins High School, Jason Cameron. Jason, always a pleasure to talk to you on a Monday night.
Coach, I appreciate you having me.
You know, we did this last year, 3 or 4 weeks into the playoffs. We've got to keep doing it.
That's right. Hey, we got to make this our tradition like we did last year. It was a good little run for us.
I'm not going to put any pressure on you. But anyway, all right, great game the other night. I'm telling you right now, being an old ball coach and knowing the game, and I'm not blowing my bubble here, but you had everything scripted or everything down to what they were going to do from what play to what play. Just a great job. I know it doesn't bring a win, but you got to be proud of what your Warriors did the other night in that championship game.
Oh, absolutely. I'm proud of my kids. I'm proud of my coaching staff. It just shows the hours that we put in, just like everybody else does. But we were prepared. We feel like we always do a good job of preparing our athletes to be successful. And, we were pretty successful for the most part for, about 3.5 quarters. Kind of put us away at the end. There's no moral victories. We are proud. But at the same time, we go into games thinking that we should win. And that was no different than any other game that we, we think we win every game that we play.
Well, going into the game, they've blown everybody out of the water. And it has been a close game. I think you made them work for what they wanted to get. And that's, of course, the region championship. What went into that scouting plan? I mean, how did you break it down? What tendencies did you figure out against them?
We just formationally wanted to do some things that we saw on film that, so we knew exactly kind of where they'd align and where we wanted to attack. And BC's still good enough to, they're going to align the way they align and still beat you. They're that good. But we think we're pretty good, too. And my defensive staff, Coach Ligon, my defense coordinator, just does a phenomenal job, puts countless hours into watching tape. And he felt like he had a good read on them, especially with their wing T stuff. And sometimes it comes down to the players, too. We got some pretty decent players over there at Jenkins.
Oh, you sure do. You got some athletes, and Coach Danny Britt, as he said on the Danny Britt show, it's the toughest team they had to play since way back when the season started. And talking about the season, of course, your goal is always to win a region. You finish 6-2 in a region. It drops you to third place. You got to go on the road to play a playoff game. What was your synopsis of how the season went for the Warriors this year? Because you lost a lot of talent, over 4,000 yards in offense.
That's my biggest thing. We lost a lot, but that's why I just love these kids so much. We've kind of faced adversity all year, and losing to BC put another bit of adversity in our face, where it's the first time you really got to travel further than, Garden City. We got to take the trip down to Applin. We're going to make a day of it and get a walkthrough in down in Wayne County and do our thing down there. And my thing is I think our kids embrace it. I'm actually – of course you want to be the one. You want to win a region championship and host, but – the way we've dealt with adversity all year, this is just another thing that these kids got to deal with. And I'm not worried in the sense of the travel. We just got to come up and we'll be prepared. And we got to go to a hostile environment. I remember when we first came down to 3A, we actually went to Appling and beat them. It was a great atmosphere. And I expect nothing less on Friday.
Oh, it's not like Jersey where we used to get 1,000, 2,000 people. You're going to pack the house, 5,000, 6,000 people there. The place, Baxley, Georgia, is going to shut down and go watch the Pirates take on the Warriors. Now, as far as your play is, You know, your senior, you had five seniors go out there. Jeremy Smith leading the way. I think he carried a rock 19 times for like 90 yards, unofficially by my stats. But just the great group of kids that you've been with.
Oh yeah, you know Jeremy's the guy. Obviously, you know he's the guy that's gonna get some touches. But you know, at the same, you look at our stats, and we really don't have a clear cut number one back. You know, four, five, six guys can touch it at any time, as well as you know our backs run some flies and things like that. You know, playing with a backup quarterback right now, I wouldn't necessarily say backup because he's a senior. He's just kind of filling in the role. He was started at receiver for us this year with Trayshawn Brown. He's doing a phenomenal job for us. And he's just giving us everything we got. And that's pretty much all we asked for from our kids. And he's kind of that senior that has stepped in and hasn't wavered for us at all. We haven't missed a beat offensively. We haven't scaled anything back, which is huge when you lose your starter.
Oh, yeah, definitely. When a kid has to step up and do that, he's done a great job. And Tayshawn Brown did a good job the other night, trying to make things happen. It just, just couldn't come in here in the fourth quarter. Now, as far as looking down the road, you start off with a legendary coach in Rick Tomlin, who started his career back in 1984 at Jenkins High School. He's won three state championships. Tell us about Appling and Coach Tomlin. What do you expect from them?
Well, again, being from Jersey, you don't know, it's a ton about the guys down here, but obviously Coach Tomlin is someone that I've heard of often. His record speaks for itself. I talked a few minutes ago, and like we said, he wins. Everywhere he goes, he wins. And his team, their MO is going to be that they're going to be, strong. They're going to be strong kids that hit the weight room and they hit it hard. But coming off of a BC week, the biggest thing that we've been preaching to our kids is that, playing Benedictine before the playoffs make you playoff ready. And we feel playoff ready. And, Appling, they're, like I said, they're strong. They come right at you. They're going to align the way they align. They're just going to play football, be real disciplined and real well-coached defensively. Offensively, they're going to pound the rock, and they're going to run the football, and we got to defend the run.
Now, Coach Tomlin's old school, and he believes you got to run first before you can throw the pass. So you're going to be up against a very good coach and a very, I would say, a very rich tradition football community right there. And, like I said, you'll experience something that not many of us experience. I can remember coming down here from New York, going into Cairo, Georgia, and 10,000 people in the stands. It's just such an electrifying atmosphere.
Oh, I love it. New Jersey, again, we're not blessed with 10,000, people at games unless you're, Bosco or Bergen. But at the same, it's a great atmosphere. It's great for the kids. This is why you play the game. And it's like I said, we've been there before. We know played in Appling before, we've kind of prepared the kids for it. And it's now you're playing for your season, you're playing for your football life. We really preaching to the kids, every loss we've had this year after it, we've had to have a short memory because you got to get ready for next week. Well, there's no next week now. So it's not promised to anybody. There are a lot of kids that are, starting the round ball right now. We're lucky enough to continue our season, and that's how we're going to approach this game. Like, there is no football tomorrow.
Well, Jason, great job. Great game last Friday night. Now you got to forget about it and get ready for this Friday night. Keep the good work and put that lucky rabbit's foot in your pocket so we can meet again and talk again next Monday night.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Jason, great job.
Thank you, Coach.
And that's Jason Cameron, the head football coach at HV Jenkins High School. He has done such a great job since he's come into that program. Only three losses in 2 years. The kids are prepared. He did a great job. But you know what? Like he said in his quote in the paper, and he's told me, to be the best, you got to beat the best. While he had to beat the best team this year, he's got to beat one of the best football coaches in Georgia history next week in Rick Tomlin down in Baxley at Appling County High School. Best of luck to the Warriors. Next up, we'll talk to the other guy going to the playoffs from Windsor Forest High School, the Knights, and that's head coach Greg Busby. You're listening to the Chatham County Public School Sports Report presented by Chatham Parkway Subaru, and it's all right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head. We'll be right back after this.
Back to the Chatham County School Sports Report. Here's Carl DeMasi.
And all I can say is this half-hour show flies by, and we got to get to our next guest because we're up against the clock here to get out of here. But I want to talk about the Windsor Forest Knights. What a great showing last week, last Thursday night. Big win over Islands High School, 38-24. They're in the playoffs. I know they got the number fourth spot, and they got to face Pierce County. But I'm telling you right now, 2 years back-to-back for the Knights going to the playoffs. He's joining us now, the head coach from the Windsor Forest Knights, and he's on the Savannah Smiles Mobile Hotline, Coach Greg Busby. Coach, congratulations. Another job well done.
Thank you. It's great to be back in the playoffs again.
I mean, it's got to be pretty special because, you know, you guys had to come down to that Thursday night and everybody's saying, well, if Islands beats Windsor and Beach beats Savannah High, we're going to have a mini playoff game. And all you had to do was take care of business. So tell us about the game, and you guys took care of business last Thursday night.
Well, first of all, I want to say Islands has a great program over there. They got some really good football players. Their kids played really hard. And, yeah, you're right. We knew going in we needed to win the game. It didn't need to go to a mini playoff, you know. And we had confidence in what we were doing. The kids have confidence in the game plan. And, you know, they played really hard. DeMazio Harris had some big runs. Eric Phoenix threw the ball well. And also he had some really big runs that helped us out. And, you know, the opening kickoff, they took the ball down once they got the ball. And they drove it down our throat. So I got pretty scared at that point. But defense ended up making some big plays throughout the game and pulled it out.
Well, you've had a good season. You've talked about DeMazio Harris, but I'm telling you right now, I watched this kid, Eric Phoenix, grow. You got to be proud of where that young man's come from, his sophomore year, now to a senior leading your team into the playoffs.
No, Eric's been a huge part of our football program. He came in and as a sophomore, and, you know, he had a lot of growing up to do, and he grew up pretty quick. I mean, he you know, sometimes you can have all the talent in the world, but you got to have that confidence when you play quarterback. And we worked on hard, and he started building that confidence. And, you know, we couldn't be proud of Eric. He's really let us start to lead our team, starting to really feel himself, you know, starting to really be getting that quarterback mode. And he's playing really good football right here.
All right. Now, you know, your season comes up. You finish 5-3 in region play. You got the fourth spot. Overall, you satisfied with how the season went?
Yes and no. I think, you know, our kids play hard. We had two really close games early in the year with Jenkins and Southeast Bullock, you know, and those teams pulled it out. And but, you know, those are a couple of tough losses. So, you know, we got a lot to work on this offseason. And I got to be honest with you, I'm excited about next year, too. I mean, I'm not looking past this season by any stretch because, you know, we got work to do still. But we're returning 10 of 11 starters on defense and offense. But we do have to. We got some big shoes to fill with Eric graduating. So, but we do have to replace the quarterbacks.
Well, like you said, let's talk into now the postseason. You got the number one team who was trailing last week to Liberty, came back and won it. And like we, I just if you were listening, I talked to Jason Cameron about going to Baxley. You got to go to Blackshear to play the Bears, Paris County. Tell us what the outlook's going into this game.
It's old school football. You know, they're going to shut the town down. Everybody in that town will be at the game. Going to be a different atmosphere for my kids, but you know, Coach Strickland does a fantastic job coaching football. He's a heck of a football coach. You go, you watch film. They do the little things right. You know, they run a wing T style offense, not so much a fullback, more or less out of a shotgun, and but they try to get on the perimeter on you. And once you, and they love to hit you with some play action. They got some big old linemen, and they got a couple backs that. Once they get loose, they're gone. I mean, they could take it to the house at any second.
And you've been part of this. You grew up with this with your dad over at Statesboro. Tell everybody what it's like, how these small towns shut down here in southeast, southwest Georgia for these football games.
Oh, it's awesome. I mean, it's a great experience. I mean, when you go there and everybody in town is at the game for the most part, and it turns into a community event, it's special. And, you know, that's one thing my kids don't get the opportunity to see quite as much because, you know, a big town, a lot of different schools. But when you have those single school towns and everybody's rooting there and the kids went to school there, I mean, the parents went to school there also, the community's unbelievable.
Now, you weren't far from there when you started coaching at Montgomery County, right?
Not too far. I mean, I've been all over the state, though. But, yeah, we weren't too far from there. And Montgomery was a small community that really pulled together. And, you know, I was cutting my teeth as a coach, made 10,000 mistakes, and I feel sorry for those people having to put up with those. But, you know, that was a great environment, too, and a lot of learning experience for me there.
Well, Coach, once again, the Knights are in the playoffs. Keep up the great work, and we look forward to talking to you next week when you go into the second round.
All right, I look forward to it. That'll be a wonderful treat.
Coach, good luck and the best of luck, and thanks for coming on.
Thank you very much.
And once again, Coach Greg Busby, the head coach at Windsor Forest High School. He's come into that program. He's changed the culture. I remember when I walked in that door 4 years ago, and there were 80-something kids in the weight room. So you know the man has an impact on what's going on there. And it's just a special atmosphere. And like, you know, we said, they finished 5-3. They finished in the fourth seed. They lost two close games to Southeast Bullock and Windsor Forest. They had a great game with Islands. So, you know, it all played out, you know. And once again, Ulysses Hawthorne's in the thick of things. Just always, you always want to see Coach get to the playoffs. But once again, he fell short. But he came out a big game the other night against Savannah High to finish 5-500 in region play. And here's another guy that's been at the same school for 20 years that loves what he does. So, well, we got a lot coming up this week, and we can't forget about basketball scrimmage are all over the place starting tomorrow. I mean, there's scrimmages everywhere with the Chatham County Public Schools. Too long of a list to talk about in the last minute, 30 seconds of the show. Just know that the scrimmage is starting. I think the first official game will be November 13th. I think the first game will be November 13th, Tuesday night, November 13th. Chatham County Public Schools will have a media day on November 14th with all the head coaches from the boys and girls teams talking about the outlook of where their teams are going to go. Don't forget, Wednesday night is the middle school public school championship between Wednesday afternoon. Is the middle school public school championship football, that is, at Daffin Park on Morris Field. It's Oglethorpe Academy taking on West Chatham. West Chatham is undefeated. 4:30 kickoff, no fee to get in. No fee to get in, so it's for free. Pack the house because there's going to be, you better get there early because there's going to be a lot of people there. Wrestling starts this Saturday. The Islands High School Wrestling Program will hold what we call the Shark Bait Tournament, okay? This is the, I guess, a preliminary wrestling scrimmage, but it's really a match. So get out to Islands this week. Starts at 9 o'clock Saturday morning. The Islands High School Shark Bait Wrestling Tournament. Football-wise, okay, Windsor Forest at Pierce County, 7:30. Jenkins goes to Appling County, 7:30. And Stars Mills host New Hempstead at 7:30. Stars Mills is the number one seed that New Hampstead has to take on. It's going to be a pretty exciting time. So I would like to thank our sponsor for making the show possible, Chatham Parkway Subaru, to my producer, Cody Queen, always doing a great job. Every Monday night from 6:37, you can listen to the Chatham County Public Schools Sports Report right here on ESPN Savannah. Have a great week. Talk to you later.
This has been the Chatham County School Sports Report, sponsored by Chatham Parkway Subaru. Subaru, confidence in motion. Join us next week here on ESPN Savannah, AM 1400 and FM 104.3, and the all-new ESPN Hilton Head 92.7, WSEG.